Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you listening to this? The most common death, and the cause of death, and the most common cause of death for young athletes is cardiac arrest. I thought it was just the exact opposite that was true. I thought that's what strengthened us. I've not heard of that before. Do we have any doctors listening? 1-866-582-9933. Because what I did is when I heard that, because they're trying to justify all of these athletes falling dead all over the world on live television, this includes celebrities. This includes radio show hosts, television show hosts. We've showed you all of them. They're trying to reverse this or to get you away from the cause of the deaths that are taking place on a massive scale throughout the world right now. Okay, and we know from Thomas Wren, the attorney that's going after Fauci right now, the WHO, the NIH, and the list goes on, that 6.5 million people have mysteriously died suddenly over the last year and a half to 2 years. And that's the timeline, by the way, for those that are not paying attention, as to when they began to try to force comply the people on a global basis to take the experimental jabs, because the science is always right. Science is the study of creation, friends. That's the definition, Webster's 1828. Science is the study of creation. And yet our Creator tells us not to do what the science is telling us to do. And who's doing that? Man is telling us that. It would be good for us to pay attention. I do a whole show on this where the Lord told us what in His Word as to how things are, where science comes into play, tries to contradict God. See, what scientists like to do is they like to discover what God created, and then they like to get the Lord out of the equation of their discovery. How do you do that? Well, this is what they want you to believe. The Bible is clear, Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And it's exactly what they are. Hey, folks, if you want to follow the science, that's all fine and dandy. But why don't you follow the money trail here? Because you're going to understand what's secondary to the money trail, and it is the science. Because the science, I can rest assured, contradicts what you're being told by the scientists that are making a whole lot of money off the ignorance of the people on a global basis. Hey, just saying, folks. Just saying. During that time of listening to the propagandists, to today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, I looked it up, and I went right to the National Library of Medicine. And this is according to the NIH. Did you guys know the leading cause of death, according to this paper here? The leading cause of death in young athletes is cardiac arrest. Do you know when this was written? This was written in June of 2022. I just wanted to make clear everybody understands that this must be some new science that's following the fruit of those deadly experimental jabs. Isn't that interesting? Just this morning, as a matter of fact, now that we're speaking of it, I didn't plan on going here right away, but we're here. So we'll just take it. It's live radio, and that's what we do on live radio is we take it live. We take it as it comes. And what's interesting is somebody just sent me this morning an individual, and I'm just going to go ahead and take a look at it because it lines up perfectly with what we're talking about right here and right now. Yesterday I'd taken the time to share with you that half of the American people now believe that sudden death is caused by the experimental jabs. The vaccines, as they're labeled, as how they're sold to you by the propagandists. And those are that are guilty of this genocide, in fact. This is brand new, and this is according to the Free Press. Polls show a large number of Americans are now concerned about COVID-19 vaccine safety. Do you think? You think? I mean, are we really here, Americans? It's taken us this long to figure out what, in fact, is going on in this country? And again, people are just beginning to wake up. I just did an article this morning. It's called Americans Slowly But Surely Waking Up. Half of Americans believe COVID-19 vaccines are to blame for the unexplained deaths. Of course. Now they're concerned about the vaccines themselves, and they should be, friends. And they should be. For all the reasons as to what you see today. But look at how they're just modifying science and modifying cause of death as things roll out here day by day, week after week. And it all aligns with the narrative that they've been trying to set. This is how the revisionists work. This is how they change your past and your present. This is why we hold to the Word of God. This is why we hold to the Constitution of the United States of America. Because it's the rock of ages. When all these trials and tribulations and those that want to bring about change, those waves come upon us, folks, we're in that lighthouse and we are as steady as can be on so many different fronts. I want to go over here really quick because it's coming to my aid. I'm going to Matthew 7 and I'm going to the end of the chapter because this is what's coming to my mind right now, and I praise God for the giftings. But it's interesting, it says right here, it says in 7:24 of Matthew, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him as a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And then the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not. For why? It was founded upon a rock. Okay, the Bible tells us we're not supposed to be given to those that are given to change. That's all we hear today. Change, 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 change. Yet if we hold to the Word of God and to the Constitution, that's not going to happen because it must ally itself with the Constitution. It must be congruent with the Constitution. And if it's not, guess what's going to happen? And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and fell. And it great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his doctrine. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to our Rumble feed. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And again, if you want to call in, please do. Let's stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, I want to say something really quick. I've noticed this, and I'm talking to my friends on social media platforms. It seems that there's an individual out there. He's always kind of like trying to divide the people, and I've noticed him over and over and over again, and I've given him the benefit of the doubt several times. But his divisive ways are bleeding into other platforms, and I don't mind, because the only thing that this divisive individual is doing is driving more traffic to our site. But when he becomes to the point where he is purposely trying to poison the social media platform, you got to say enough is enough. Romans 16 tells us, verse 17 and 18, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them that are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling contrary to the doctrines which you have learned, and turn away from them," is what Scripture tells us, okay? And we see that we're dealing with an individual that is a reprobate of a reprobate mind, nor does this individual know the Word of God, and he continuously takes pock shots at the message here. And again, folks, I've had it with them, and people have made me aware of what's going on here. So I'm going back to Romans 16, 17, and 18, and I'm talking about 16 and verse 17 and 18, and I'm following the Word of God and saying enough is enough. We don't need that, especially in these times right now. So with that said, friends, I did not mean to open up the first segment with the conversation that we just had and how they're trying to mislead the people now by saying the leading cause of death for young athletes is cardiac arrest. And I noticed the date which was June of 2022. So this is brand new information, and it's on the NIH's website. And so with that said, friends, I see that they're just continuously changing the narrative as it fits their cover-up. Jeremiah 11:9, and it's exactly what it is. It's a cover-up. But again, I just want to go through this really quick, and I want to show you what's happening today. Barry Lane, 5-time European Tour Golf Champion. He's dead at 62 years old. We have another one here. He's a little bit older, but again, pay attention to the timeline. I'm not saying everybody died from the experimental jab, but I am saying pay attention to the timeline. We have Ronald Feldman, New York art dealer. He dies at 84 years old. We have the Associates, Alan Rankin, dies at 64 years old. This is all brand new information, friends. I'm just keeping you up to par with what's going on out there, okay? And again, you cannot make this up. We have another one. This woman's diagnosed with throat and breast cancer. And folks, if it's not in your food, it's definitely in your vaccinations. I had played and shared a video with you some time ago where it was a doctor sharing with us as to before the 1930, I believe it was 1936, the only people that he found cancer in concerning their bodies was those that have been vaccinated. And look what we're dealing with, folks. It's right in front of our face. So let's just go fast forward because I did not plan on doing this. But I just want to show you, if you're ever wondering why, if there's an allegiance to one another, Isaiah 28 verse 18, well, pay attention to Hollywood. Now, I've shared this with you before, and I'm going to get back to this. But I've shared this with you before. I spend thousands upon thousands of hours on the road. I'll be in California at the end of this month. I'll be in South Dakota middle of next month. We'll be in Michigan the month after that. We'll be in Wisconsin, I think, the same month. We're going to be on the East Coast. So I'm all over the place, West Coast, East Coast, it matters not. And everywhere I go, regardless if it's food, clothes, gasoline, shopping for my goods, my needs, whatever the case might be, everywhere I go, folks, it's all corporatized. It's all corporate. Everywhere I go, no matter if I go to a small town or a big town, for the most part, it's going to be the same stores that are offering me the same exact products coming from the same exact corporations. And if you ever notice when they push an agenda, all at once, they're pushing the same agenda. Do you guys remember, friends, back in, about 2013, when they started pushing the agenda, the gay agenda, big time? It started back in 2005, because that's when my ministry came under attack when we were doing high schools all over the country. And what was interesting is we noticed that when they started to push the gay agenda, which is illegal in every state in this country, it's called sodomy. They're called crimes against nature, Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter. And that's exactly what your state statutes highlight them as being. It's directly extracted from Scripture. Okay? But we noticed that when they started to push the gay agenda, the corporations did it all together at the same time. Did you all notice that? Do you notice all the corporations are pushing the same agendas, hand in glove with the governor and the governments, federal and state governments at the same time, and then the mainstream media begins to promulgate and to disseminate this filth across the boards throughout the United States of America. And also pay attention to the fact that they use their celebrities, who are the real legislators. You know, like, for example, you see Miley Cyrus, they want to push legalization of marijuana. Ask the question first and foremost, friends, as to why it's illegal before you want those laws pulled down. Do yourself a favor and understand our forefathers put those laws up for a reason. That's to protect us from the crimes that are being committed against us today, okay? But notice how, like, for example, when they want to legalize marijuana, what do? They tell a bunch of celebrities at the same time to smoke dope on stage to promote the legalization of marijuana or whatever the case is, the gay agenda. The list goes on. And they're all doing it at the same time. That's the spirit of the world. They're all drinking the wine, friends. And they're all doing the same thing at the same time. And the Bible is clear in 1 John chapter 2. The Lord said it's the spirit of Antichrist, and it totally is. It totally is, as you're about ready to see here. See, it tells us to beware of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the love of the world, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. He said it's the spirit of Antichrist. It is, because it's a spirit of indulgence, right? To do the same thing at the same time, not really realizing that you reap what you sow. And that's what we're doing here. We're called to be the light of the world. We're called to preach the word in season and out of season. And that's what we're doing day in and day out here. So, saying all that, let me take you over here. Have you seen this? All the celebrities who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. Isn't it interesting that they came out at the same time promoting the same agenda? Don't tell me, friends, that there is not an allied allegiance going on one towards another. And little do they realize that they've allied themselves with him who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, regardless if it costs them their lives and their souls at the end of the day. But they made the choice in doing that. Deuteronomy 30:19. Wait a second. What does that say? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Yesterday, I brought up the point, friends, that poverty has killed its thousands. Prosperity has killed its millions, because in prosperity, men forget God. In poverty, that drives them to the cross to go to God. And the Lord told us to beware of that. But let's go over to the entertainers really quick. And I just want you to see this reoccurring cycle with these said actors. Really what they are, they're the demoralizers of the culture. And my goodness, friends, the question needs to be begged here. Since when did these people become people of importance? They're actors. They're actors. They're faking their message. They're taking somebody on. As Christians, the Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The Bible says to put on the robe of righteousness, because he is my wisdom, my sanctification, and my righteousness. I put on the Christ. I don't put on the new role or the new man that my dictator tells me or my master tells me to be for that particular day. No, I am who I am in Christ, period, and that is my identity. That's what actors and Christians have not in common in any sense of the word. It's like oil and water, friends. 180% diametrically opposed, one against another. Yin and yang, which is not godly neither. But my point is being made. Black and white. No, there's, folks, come out from among them, and I'm going to show you exactly why. Look at these actors. Look at this guy. Ian McKellen. Look here. I really got to say this. Who says this? He says, I feel very lucky to have had the vaccine. I would have no hesitation in recommending it to anyone. Anybody catch the sales pitch here, friends? Oh, just wait a second. I want to show you this allegiance in Hollywood all at the same time with corporations and politicians. Folks, this is the spirit of the world, and it's not a good place to be if you're not in Christ. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Northern California is preparing for another strong weather system to arrive today that is expected to bring dangerous winds up to 50 miles an hour. Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources says the snowpack in recent days is a good thing.
Our snowpack is actually off to one of its best start in the past 40 years. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods quite yet.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy lost his bid for the speakership on the first three rounds of voting Tuesday. Voting will continue today until someone gets a majority of votes. Keep in mind, the House cannot start regular business until a speaker is elected. Representative-elect Byron Donalds of Florida is putting his support behind Jim Jordan from Ohio.
Leader McCarthy doesn't have the votes. It's pretty apparent off the first two ballots. And so at that point, then you have to start considering alternatives if he cannot get there. I think Jim would actually make a tremendous speaker.
Lance Fry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me show you this. This is Hollywood, all at the same time. Right when they started pushing the whole experimental jab, Hollywood jumped on board. 99.9% of them all jumped on board at the same time. Why? Because they were told to. That's why. Here, let me show you this. Here's Ian McKellen. I feel very lucky to have had the vaccine. I would have no hesitation in recommending it to anyone. Okay. All right. I mean, if that's any of my business, which it's not. Here's Prue Leaf, her name is. She's a British Bake Off host. Listen to what she said. Who wouldn't want immunity from COVID-19 with a painless jab? Isn't this rather awkward, friends? Here's another one. Andrew Lloyd Webber just completed the Oxford COVID-19 vaccine trial. I'll do anything to get theaters large and small open again and actors and musicians back to work, even if it is in sacrifice of my physical being and my soul at the end of the day. This is how ridiculous they sound, folks. Here's another one. Here's Joan Collins. Boy, I thought she had a little more common sense than that, but I stand corrected. Here's Joan Collins. She said yesterday morning at the Bloomsbury surgery, she said, "Thank you, doctor, for a painless and seamless procedure." Well, why all of a sudden do they have to take a picture and post it on their Twitter accounts and tell the whole world about how awesome these vaccines are? Well, here's Martha Stewart, bona fide baddie in and out of the kitchen, they say, right? Martha Stewart, here's another picture of her. She's got to take a picture of herself and then post it. And then she says, I was vaccinated today in a designated vaccine pod near the Martha Stewart Center for Living at Mount Sinai downtown. I'm so proud and grateful to the doctors and nurses. Hey, folks, did you ever get off, the road after getting your shot as a kid and you just feeling compelled somehow or another to go ahead and tell the whole world how awesome the vaccines are when, in fact, they don't even know the fruit of the vaccine? At least not yet. That you have to go and give it to the people in selling points. Did you go, after you got your shots, did you go around and tell your friends how awesome it was? How painless it was? How fortunate you feel that you've gotten your vaccine? Nope, neither have I. David Attenborough bragged about him getting a shot. Sir Tom Jones bragged about getting his shot. He said he was the first one in line, Tom Jones did, right here. He was the first one in line to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. You know what they're saying, folks? Follow me. Follow me. Do you remember yesterday? And I want you to hear this again from yesterday. Dead bodies on idols. Isn't it interesting how Scripture tells us in Leviticus 26, verse 30, and I brought it up yesterday. And if this is, even this doesn't work and you still won't listen, still defy me, this is what the Lord said, I'll have had enough and in hot anger will defy you, punishing you for your sins seven times over. And then he goes on and on and on about how you're going to be punished. And then it also talks about in 26:30 of Leviticus, how he's going to pile your dead bodies on the lifeless forms of your idols. Well, what are actors? They're idols. And just think of all the people that are ignorant enough to actually listen to their idols, to run to the hospital, if there is any, and do the same thing that they were just encouraged to do by their idols. Are you starting to understand how this all works? Okay, good. Alex George, doctor and Season 4 Love Island participant, he felt that he had to tell the world that he felt quite emotional having the jab. He felt quite emotional. Friends, again, when I say, can you make this up? Can you really make this up? I mean, do you think that they just voluntarily went online, had a little photo op there, they take pictures of themselves, allegedly getting the shots, and then they go out and they try to encourage everybody else to do the same thing? Patrick Mower is another one. He said it was incredibly easy and painless. Marty Wildler, he said he hopes that him receiving the vaccination influences a lot of people out there to get the injection. Lionel Blair, he said it was the best birthday present he ever had. What? Folks, how ridiculous does this sound? And by the way, how obvious as to what they're doing here. Folks, we're talking about, I see people coming on right now. We're talking about, if you're ever wondering if there was an allegiance in Hollywood connected to the government. Oh my goodness, folks, I'm showing you through and through that they're all doing it at the same time. This is about 2 years old. Here's another one. Willie Nelson. Giving a thumbs up on his picture. Do you see him here, folks? Hey, Willie did it. Go get yours, too. He said the 87-year-old musician proved that getting your vaccination is Willie cool. Willie cool, it says. Has anybody heard this before? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, do you see how they're talking to you like a bunch of ignorant kids? Do you see how they're talking down to you? Do you see where politicians and celebrities, as they like to be called, do you see how they believe that they're above you to actually believe anything that they have to say? I said during the second segment, friends, when did these people become a people of importance? They are the demoralizers of the culture. This sewer that you call Hollywood, friends, is responsible for, in many ways, demoralizing just not the United States of America, but other countries across the globe that have followed our lead straight into hell. Wide and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Oh, my goodness. Here's Stephen. I'm just going to go for the end of this segment. I'm going to change topics. I got a video I want to show you during the last segment. Steve Martin, you ready for Stevie's? He said, he tweeted about getting the vaccine on January 17th. He said, good news. I just got vaccinated. Bad news. I got it because I'm 75. Okay. All right. Got that. Judy Dench, Judy Blume. Here's what Judy Blume said. She's an author. Husband and I got our first dose of Moderna vaccine on Friday in Key West. At least something good about being 80 plus and 2.5 years old. Pan-can survivor, no problems, less of a sore arm than with the flu shot. They're all promoting it, all at the same time. Loretta Lynn was one of them. Here's another one. Look at Loretta. She wants you to see her. She wants you to see that she took the shot. When did Loretta die, by the way? Here, let's just go ahead and check this out. And I know they like to promote it, but see, they don't consider their end, do they? No, they absolutely do not. She died October 4th. This was, let's try to find a date here, but it was shortly thereafter she took her experimental jab. She's no longer with us. She was older, I'll give her that, but she just did brag about taking her shot. She said she just received her vaccine with her daughter, Peggy Lynn, on January 17th. She was dead in October. Okay. Going on, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's got to follow Arnold, right? Look at Arnold. He said today was a good day. He said, I've never been happier to wait in a line. I mean, really, friends? Are we this ignorant? Today was a good day, said Arnold. I've never been happier to wait in line. If you're eligible, join me and sign up to get your vaccine. Come with me if you want to live. Tony Bennett got his shot. Well, oh, by the way, did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger's dad, did you know that he was a Gestapo in the police under Adolf Hitler? And he was actually the governor of California. No wonder there. Tony Bennett said, I received the first dose of COVID-19 vaccination this week, and I'm doing fine, and encourage you to do the same thing. Well, why? Well, why are they doing this? We all know why they're doing this. In hopes, like they said, that I influence others to go and get their shots as well. Joel Grey took it. We have Patrick Stewart here, another actor. He said, in my 80th year, I am grateful and hopeful for better days ahead. Oh, my goodness, folks. We're going to see these idols. Wait until 2023. We're going to have a lot more to talk about, I'm sure, friends. Hopefully, there's enough people out there that took heed to the warnings as Psalm 19:11 before what's going to happen to some of these people is going to happen to some of these people. Kate Mulgrew, she did one here. She had to take a picture. And notice how they all had to take their pictures and to promote the vaccination without even knowing a thing about what was in it. Samuel Jackson did it, folks. Samuel Jackson. Wow. Tyler Perry, Sean Penn, Harrison Ford, all of the demoralizers. How many of these are Satanist folks? A lot of them, I don't believe, actually took the experimental jab. I believe that they're just trying to lead you to it because they know all the well as to what it's about concerning a genocide. We have Tiffany Moon. She's another one. She had to take a picture. I got the COVID vaccine sticker. Yay. Just think about it. Jane Fonda, really? Whoa. Randall Park, Brian Wilson. Everyone get your vaccine. Last line, I wasn't at Dodger Stadium. I threw out the first pitch. Oh, thanks, Brian. Thanks, man. Such a leader of the pack, aren't you? Anthony Daniels is another one. They're all promoting it. It's just Alan Alda got it, Christine Brinkley, all taking pictures, folks, promoting. Anthony Hopkins got it, Jeff Goldblum, all promoting you or trying to influence you to go get your shots. Billy Crystal, Nina Lakes, all together at the same time, folks. Isn't that interesting? Mandy Patinkin, the list goes on. I'll just keep scrolling this throughout the break. Bette Midler's another one. Sir Elton John. Oh, my goodness.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know, folks, okay, so what I'm doing right now, I just took the time to show you all at once. Oh, folks, look at this. The Dalai Lama even went and got his shot, and he wants to make sure you do it, too. Keep in mind, Franklin Graham said Jesus would have got the shot. That's blasphemy. But we've always known that the Grahams have been controlled opposition for years, decades. Okay? But look at this. All these people that allegedly got the shot, they didn't get the shots, folks. They didn't get them. They're just using all their little stooges in Hollywood to sell, but they're unwilling to actually stand up and sell themselves. This is where they sell you out. This is where they play the Judas here. But these are all the actors in politics, the clowns in the circus of politics, and those that are pushing the agenda. You know, isn't it interesting, folks? Or does anybody think it's rather odd that we've never seen anybody take a picture in defying in resisting and exposing the experimental jabs for what they are? Isn't it interesting the mainstream media has never taken the time to highlight all of those doctors that have told you the truth about these experimental jabs? Nope, they've been censored. You've been paying attention to this, folks? Anybody that tells you the truth is censored by the mainstream media. Those that are lying to you and leading you as sheep to the slaughter, that's what's being promoted. But again, these politicians and those that are selling you the experimental jabs that want you to believe that they're doing it for your health and for your safety, just like they did under Adolf Hitler, exactly what they did. Just keep in mind, folks, these are the same ones advocating for the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies in the womb every day. Just want to make clear that you understand it's not about your health. Just the exact opposite. And that's been the fruit of these people every step of the way. Now, I want to do something here really quick. Oh, you know what? Can I prove that point? And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a video of Bruce Jenner. Did you guys see this? Speaking of abortion, since I bled into this next topic, which I didn't plan on doing today, but again, we're going with the flow here, Romans 8:14. Did you see this former Colorado funeral home owner? Did you see that she was sentenced to 20 years for selling body parts? I mean, that's pretty morbid, isn't it? That is, no doubt, that's morbid. But isn't it interesting, the same people that saw justice be done with this woman are the ones that are advocating abortion, as I just brought up a moment ago, which in fact, many people that have exposed Planned Parenthood for what it is, and Planned Parenthood selling body parts on the black market, which we know is all true. Your senators know all this is true. Federal government knows this is true. State government knows this is true. And all of Planned Parenthood's know this, that this is true. How come they haven't been charged? How come the people that are supposed to enforce the law against women like this, and rightfully so, how come that law doesn't apply to them? Wow, that's pretty hypocritical, isn't it? Matthew 23, verse 3. Well, judgment will be done. It's either going to be done by us on this earth, and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Isaiah 26, verse 9. And putting our prospective government, and I'm talking about corruption, back into the position where they belong, where they serve we the people, rather than us serving them. It's amazing how that law works, isn't it? It's always to their advantage. And notice how we never, ever see the corrupt being delivered up to justice. That's going to be left up to the people in this country, period. Period. Because if you're waiting for one of them to turn on one of their own, they're not going to do that. If you're waiting for the courts to deliver you justice, it might happen one in a million today. But the fact of the matter is, until the American people have had enough of all of this hypocrisy that's going on here, and saying enough of this garbage, it's going to continue on. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9, when you get a moment. Now, during the end of the show here, I want to throw this at you. You guys all know who Bruce Jenner is, right? And I'm going to bring this back to the Word, but I'm going to play a little piece here from Bruce. They want you to believe his name is Caitlin. I believe that he is a little experiment for MK Ultra and in other ways that they try to manipulate the minds of men, because Bruce can't get it out of his head concerning what it is that he believes he is. God already decided his gender, folks. It's not for him to decide. He is not a woman. He is a man. Okay? And I'm speaking of Bruce Jenner, who, again, they want you to believe is Caitlyn Jenner. And I got to say this with all due respect to the facts. I like Sean Hannity. I don't not like Sean Hannity, but I believe that Sean Hannity lost all respect from the people across the boards when he did an hour interview with Bruce Jenner and kept continuously calling him her and her by her name as to what she chose. That aside, I have a heart for this guy, and I can feel it even as I'm speaking to you now. He is a confused individual. I believe that he is a pawn. I believe that he's an experiment from the powers that are tolerated. We all talk about him, but when it plays out in front of us, people don't want to acknowledge the truth of the matter. But I got to honestly tell you, folks, and I can say this, I can feel it in my heart even as I'm speaking now. I feel for Bruce. But I got to put it into scripture, in a scriptural context and perspective. I want to play this for you, and then I want to close the show out. Listen to what Bruce has to say here, and tell me you cannot feel this man's pain.
I finally had my final conversation with God. Because when that day comes and you go up to the pearly gates and you're walking up the stairs and you're seeing God in front of you and you just ask that question, did I do a good job? Did I do the right thing? And just hope he says, hey, come on in.
Welcome to Challenge Talk Station.
First, he's not going to say what he hopes that he will say. And I'm about ready to show you that right now.
So my
whole life I struggled with this issue.
My whole life.
I snuck around. I wasn't honest with myself. A lot of times not honest with other people. And that all changed when I finally had my final conversation with God. Discussed with all my children, but the last thing I had to do was sit down with my pastor. Because if anybody has any issues in their life that they're struggling, and everybody does, everybody's got stuff they have to deal with. And if they have any faith in their soul whatsoever, they sit there and they go, God, why'd you do this? Why is this issue for me of identity in my head 24 hours a day, every day, 365 days out of the year? You can't take two aspirin, get plenty of sleep, wake up the next morning, and you're fine. It's just always...
Okay, so you heard what he just said. He thinks about it all the time. I believe that he is at the end of an experiment. I really honestly do. Don't blame the Lord for what he created, because you don't like what he created. He created them male and female. If the church in this country would preach faithfully as unto the Lord and showing men their violations before his moral law and driving them to the foot of the cross, the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Romans 3:20, Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10. If the church was faithful to the Lord that they profess, that they believe in, we wouldn't have a situation like this right now with Bruce Jenner. Honestly, friends, I feel for Bruce Jenner. And I say that from my heart. Am I speaking as a man? I believe I'm speaking as a man that has the Holy Spirit. Bruce Jenner needs faithful friends, Proverbs 27, verse 5, that will tell him things that he doesn't want to hear, because he's going to understand that the Lord drew the line. He's the creator. We're the creation. There is no dispute. We're not here to give the creator counsel, friends. He knows best, and he knows what he's done, and there's a reason for it, even in Bruce's life. Folks, guys like Bruce Jenner need faithful friends that will get in his face and love on him enough to tell him what nobody else is willing to tell him. Read Acts 20, verse 21, and I want to end the show with this. I was reading Revelation 21, verse 27, and I ended the New Testament again yesterday. I read the whole thing through again, just right after Chris, or what was it? Over the last month and a half, 2 months, I think I went through the New Testament again. But the King James Version tells us in Revelation 21:27, and there shall in no wise enter in anything into heaven that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they that which are written in the books or the Lamb's book of life. We're not going to get there on Judgment Day, Bruce, and hope that God's going to change his word to appease our sinful life choices. Because we, at the end of the day, make the choices as to what we do. My message to you and others and all, not just those that think that they're women when in fact they're men, all of those that fall short of the glory of God, I'm telling you here, friends, Christ is here to make you more than a conqueror. He's here to make you an overcomer. But it first starts with your repentance by the power of the Holy Ghost, John 16, starting in verse 8. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.